than frozen bodies. Our eyes closed. We waited merely for the next stop so that we could unload our dead. 10 days, 10 nights of traveling. Sometimes we would pass through German townships. Very early in the morning, usually, the workmen were going to work. They stopped and stared after us, but otherwise showed no surprise. One day when we had stopped, a workman took a piece of bread out of his bag and threw it into a wagon. There was a stampede. Dozens of starving men fought each other to the death for a few crumbs. The German workman took a lively interest in this spectacle.
This chapter begins with a horrible scene. For 10 days and nights, the prisoners are piled on top of each other in a train with no food, no water, and no roof to protect them from the cold and snow. Sometimes the SS soldiers stop the train and order the prisoners to toss out the bodies of passengers who have died. Naked corpses lie in heaps on the Polish fields. Ellie's sleeping father is almost taken for dead and tossed onto one of the piles until Ellie frantically slaps him awake. One day, a German worker tosses a piece of bread into one of the train cars, and he and his fellow workers have fun watching the starving prisoners fight each other for it. It's easy to understand why the prisoners are attacking each other. After 10 days without food, just about anyone would be willing to fight like an animal for some bread. What is not so easy to understand is how the workers could be entertained by this scene. Clearly, they are the real animals. Or maybe not. Perhaps it takes a human being to think up something so cruel and horrible. This book has certainly shown us the very worst parts of human nature and the way that people treat each other. Let's continue on page 95 with Some Years Later.
Some years later, I watched the same kind of scene at Aden. The passengers on our boat were amusing themselves by throwing coins to the natives who were diving in to get them. An attractive, aristocratic Parisienne was deriving special pleasure from the game. I suddenly noticed that two children were engaged in a death struggle, trying to strangle each other. I turned to the lady. "Please," I begged, "don't throw any more money in." "Why not?" she said. "I like to give charity." In the wagon where the bread had fallen, a real battle had broken out. Men threw themselves on top of each other, stamping on each other, tearing at each other, biting each other. Wild beasts of prey with animal hatred in their eyes, an extraordinary vitality had seized them, sharpening their teeth and nails. A crowd of workmen and curious spectators had collected along the train. They had probably never seen a train with such cargo. Soon, nearly everywhere, pieces of bread were being dropped into the wagons. The audience stared at these skeletons of men fighting one another to the death for a mouthful. A piece fell into our wagon. I decided that I would not move. Anyway, I knew I would never have the strength to fight with a dozen savage men. Not far away,